This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin is now vowing to press the attack against Ukraine despite Russian forces being forced into retreat in the face of a Ukrainian counteroffensive in the country's northeast. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Vladimir Putin.
The Russian leader was in Uzbekistan for a summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. In a one-on-one meeting, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi told him this should not be an era of war, urging him to go on a path of peace. Putin replied he'd heard Modi's concerns repeatedly, and Russia intends to end the war as quickly as possible, but added it's Ukraine that won't negotiate and wants to achieve its goals on the battlefield. Later, Putin told reporters the liberation of Ukraine's entire eastern Donbas region remains Russia's main military goal. No change. As for the Ukrainian counteroffensive, Putin said, let's see how it develops and how it ends. I'm Ben Thomas.
Meanwhile, the Pentagon's intelligence chief says that Russian forces have shown themselves incapable of achieving the Russian President Vladimir Putin's initial objectives in Ukraine. We get more details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Lieutenant General Scott Barrier spoke on Friday to an intelligence and national security forum outside Washington. He said Putin is at a point where he will have to revise his initial goals in invading Ukraine. Barrier said what Putin decides next will determine how long the conflict continues. His comments followed Russian forces' latest major setback, a Ukrainian offensive that drove Russians out of a large swath of northeastern Ukraine. On Friday, Putin vowed to keep pressing his offensive. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And you can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden met with family members of WNBA star Brittney Griner and another American detained in Russia, Paul Whelan. The members Friday at the White House are the first face-to-face encounters between the president and the relatives of Griner and Whelan. Administration officials say that the sessions are meant to underscore Biden's commitment to bringing home Americans held overseas and to establish a personal connection, but they're not an indication that negotiations with Russia for their release have reached a breakthrough. A national security spokesman told reporters Friday that the U.S. had made a serious offer to get the American home, but the Russians had not responded to that offer. Flash floods triggered by heavy rains have swept through towns in a hilly central Italy. Italy's leader said 10 people were dead in the woods and 4 were missing. One child was swept from his mother's arms by rushing water. Firefighters rescued dozens of survivors from rooftops and trees using rubber dinghies and helicopters. After downpours drenched the area Thursday, rivers of water, mud, and debris swept down the hillside overnight. One climatologist called it an extreme event. The scientist said that based on his calculations, the amount of rain that fell was the most in hundreds of years. Residents of Alaska's vast and sparsely populated western coast brace for what forecasters said could be one of the worst in recent history, accompanied by strong winds and high surf that could knock out power and cause flooding. The storm and the remnants of Typhoon Murbach. Warnings anticipate that winds reaching hurricane force speeds in places, water levels reaching up to 18 feet above normal high tide in some communities, and widespread power outages in areas of flooding and erosion. That storm also is influencing weather patterns far from Alaska. A rare late summer storm is expected to bring rain over the weekend to drought-stricken parts of the U.S. state of California. A Palestinian farmer in the Gaza Strip has discovered a rare mosaic on his property. The man says that he stumbled upon it while planting an olive tree last spring and quietly excavated it over several months with his son. Experts say the discovery of the mosaic, which includes 17 well-preserved images of animals and birds, is one of Gaza's greatest archaeological treasures. They say it's drawing attention to the need to protect Gaza's antiquities, which are threatened by a lack of resources and the constant threat of fighting with Israel. The mosaic was discovered just 1 kilometer, or about half a mile, from the Israeli border. And recapping our top story, Russian President Vladimir Putin has vowed to press the attack against Ukraine despite Russian forces being forced into retreat in the face of Ukrainian counteroffensives. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.